welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm so glad to be with you. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. Almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I want to help you get to the next step. If you've been in the medical maze lately, you know how difficult it is. It's like a web. It just doesn't flow smoothly. And I want to help you, guide you through 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We're on almost 180 radio stations from coast to coast, Alaska and Hawaii, and I'd love to talk to any one of you. Hurry up, the phone lines, they get so busy, they're open right now, but if you wait, I promise you, you won't get through. We're on for the next 2 hours, and I want to bring you up to date on all the health news. There's over 3,000 medical journals published each year. The FDA approves more than 500 new medical devices and thousands of drugs each year. And I'd like to bring you up to date what the FDA is doing, the new devices, the new drugs they approve this week. Those folks are always busy. And I'd like to also bring you up to date on all the medical news in the medical journals this week. It's a practical benefit, information that you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, maybe even help you live longer. I had the honor this week of being in Washington, D.C. for 2 days. My wife, Julie, had the honor of being admitted to the U.S. Supreme Court bar. She can now practice before the Supreme Court if she opts to. I was so proud of her. I just had to give her a hello and tell you, Julie, I was so proud of you this week. We were closer to the Supreme Court justices this week than I can get to Derek Jeter when I go to a baseball game. But that's another story for another show, and congratulations, Julie. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'd love to talk to you if you'd like to get on the air with us. 1-888-553-7536. You can see me on the web at drkenshow.com. You can sign up for our e-newsletter. Each week we put it together. Latest information this week about breast cancer. We take information from the medical journals that's come out in the last several months, information we don't have time to get to on the show, and we bring you up to date on a different topic each week, and you can sign up for it. It's amazing. It's still free, and I promise you'll enjoy it. We send it out to thousands of people each week, and we'd be glad to have you join the group. You sign up for it at drkenshow.com, the left upper corner. And I know I need to get my website caught up, and I have some free time over the weekend this weekend. I'm going to work hard on it. And in the next week or two, you may want to go back because there's going to be so much new information over there. Information overload, you won't believe it. I'd like to first talk about a situation that hit the popular press, front page news this week. Also, in the medical news this week, and this is a topic that is very difficult to get across. I think most people in medicine don't even understand this. It's about this mad cow case. It was identified through regular testing, and by random chance, this mad cow disease was found in California. And I think the bottom line that it really is not a threat to us humans, but I want to talk a little bit about this. Help you understand it, because it's very complicated. And if you don't understand it, call me up, ask me, and I'm going to do my best. This is a big challenge. Mad cow disease, or, you know, doctors have these big words for everything, and I try to avoid the language, but here I'm going to have to use it. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. That's a mouthful. It's abbreviated BSE. It's a transmissible, slowly progressive, degenerative, and fatal disease that affects the central nervous system of adult cattle, not humans. The infectious agent that causes mad cow is an abnormal version of a protein normally found on cell surfaces, and it's called a prion. It's a very unusual particle. It's not like a virus. It's not like a bacteria. It's just a protein which, for reasons still unknown, becomes altered and then destroys nervous system tissue, which involves the brain and the spinal cord. Now, there is a human version of mad cow disease, and it's called, and here another mouthful, variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And this is believed to be caused by eating beef products that are contaminated with central nervous system tissue, such as brain and spinal cord, from cattle which are infected with mad cow disease. I hope you're not confused, because this is a tough subject, but classic Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease has no known cause, and it occurs each year at a rate of 1 to 2 cases per million people throughout the world. And this is including America and countries where mad cow disease has never occurred. So there's this variant of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is not linked to eating nerve tissue from mad cow disease-affected cattle, and both vegetarians and meat eaters have died from this classic form. It's most commonly affects people over the age of 65, and it's usually fatal within 6 months from the onset of symptoms. So this is different than the variant form of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. In the early signs of variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, people have symptoms related to the nervous system, like depression and loss of coordination. Later in the illness, dementia develops, but only in advanced stages is the disease brain abnormalities actually picked up on MRI, and that's why this is so difficult to deal with, and it's usually fatal within 13 months of the onset of symptoms. Fortunately, this is not a common problem. Humans cannot get this disease by simply eating regular cow meat. Generally, a human will only be infected if they eat the nerve tissue, that's brains or spinal cord, of an infected animal in the variant form. And people cannot get the disease by simply eating muscle meat like ground beef or steak, or by drinking milk from an infected cow. The mad cow in Central Florida did not contract the disease by consuming infected cattle feed. This is how the cows usually get it. And furthermore, the case could have easily gone undiscovered, since the deceased cow showed little symptoms of the disease and tests are performed on a random selection of dead cows. This strain of this disease was felt to be due to a random mutation, which means there's little risk of a large outbreak. And in fact, in America, since we've identified this problem among cows, there's only been 4 identified. The good news is that mad cow disease is far less common than it was 10 years ago. Last year, there were only 29 cases worldwide, but boy, it sure sounds like it's a big problem if you pick up the newspaper. And this is a 99% decline since the disease peaked in 1992. There were over 37,000 cases there, so now we can go back to worrying about, you know, getting salmonella and E. coli. But eating steaks, this is my recommendation about all of this. This is the most important part about it, is that eating steaks, roasts, or burgers known to have been made from uninfected herds is perfectly safe. Drinking milk, even from an infected cow, is perfectly safe. However, it may be harder to know the origins of the meat in processed meat products. Boy, do I have to give up that Frankfurter at the ball game? But you may want to really limit that processed meat, because you can't identify where the source is. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I've got plenty of interesting medical news, and I'm going to kick off the festivities with the calls in Wisconsin, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Next, out of the Journal of Sexual Medicine, have we found the G-spot?
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car, and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Brooke Ellison!
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Ken, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I want to thank Doug Steffen for allowing me the honor of being here. He's usually with us. Doug's one of the longest-running talk show hosts in the morning. He does 6 hours Monday through Friday a day. He's like the Lou Gehrig of talk radio, and he deserves a well-deserved day off, and we'll be picking up the festivities for him as we go the next 2 hours. Let's go out to Appleton, Wisconsin, and welcome Jim and begin Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Ken, come on into my radio office, and how can I help, Jim?
Morning, Dr. Ken. Could you explain to the listeners, I want to say hello to Doug, too, before I get ahead of myself. I know you're listening, Doug. My wife, I have to remember, Doug, thank you so much, Doctor, for a wonderful newsletter. All your listeners should get your newsletter. It's so informative.
Well, thanks.
We have an elderly gentleman friend, about 75, and we didn't see him for a while, and all of a sudden we saw him again, and where have you been? Well, he said he was flat on his back for about 2 weeks in a hospital, and he had a form of MRSA in his knee. Could you explain what that is, doctor?
Sure. MRSA. Just like I got finished talking about this cow disease, you know, us doctors, we have big names for everything, and then we abbreviate it. MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Say that 5 times fast, Jim. We'll give you a prize.
No thanks, doctor.
And this is a bacteria, Staph aureus. And in the early days, you know, you go back to the 1950s with the introduction of penicillin, all the staph was sensitive to the penicillins, and then these bacteria, they're pretty smart. They start developing defenses. They can change their DNA, mutations develop, and they can get resistant to these common antibiotics. And then we got stronger penicillins like methicillin, which we thought, hey, us doctors, we were real clever. We'd stay one step ahead of the bacteria, but they're smarter than we are, and they got resistant to the methicillin. And this became of great concern. And I'm going to go and take care of a little bit of business, Jim, and we'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more about MRSA, talk a little bit about the risk factors and the treatment of it, because this is a common problem. Don't go away. Next, and we're also going to talk about, was the G-spot found this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. DrKenShow.com is the website, DrKenShow.com. 1-888-55-DrKen, 1-888-553-7536, toll free from anywhere in America, we'll get you on the line, 1-888-55-DrKen.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, Clark and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Ken Crone House. We have a few lines open. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, cardiologist. Went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania in their MD-PhD program, their medical scientist program. Did an internship at Duke University and medical residency at Duke University. Then went out west to the University of California in San Francisco. Was a cardiology fellow there, trained in cardiology. And have been in Central Florida near Orlando for almost 25 years now practicing cardiology. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. You can give me the easy questions, the hard questions, the questions about your kids, your parents, your spouse, your friends. Everybody has a healthcare question. I won't embarrass you. I won't send you a bill. There's no paperwork. What could be easier? And I'll help you get to the next step. Give me the hard questions, the easy questions. Get it off. If you want to talk to me about sex, I won't embarrass you either. We could easily talk about that. Toll free. We pay for the call. What's better? 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. And Michael will get you ready to talk to me and just be nice to him. He's a hardworking man. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let's go back to Appleton, Wisconsin. We're talking to Jim about a very important topic, MRSA. This is a infection from bacteria that's not sensitive to the usual penicillins that we can treat bacterial infections with. So it gets a little scary, this whole thing. Let me tell you some of the risk factors for this, so maybe you can try to lower your risk of having an infection with one of these bacteria. There's two types of MRSA. There's one that's acquired in the hospital, Jim. There's one that's community-acquired. The hospital-acquired strain, this methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, the risk factors for the hospital-acquired one is just being in the hospital. And this is where it attacks the most vulnerable people, the older adults, those with weakened immune systems. So do what you can to get that immune system revved up, the probiotics, healthy living, exercise when the doctor says it's okay. Also, having an invasive medical device, medical tubing, intravenous lines, urinary catheters, ask them to get those things out as soon as possible. If you need them, don't rush them. But that's how this MRSA travels into your body, through these tubes that are hanging out when you're in the hospital. And just residing in a long-term facility, nursing homes, are just have this bug. They're prevalent there. People carry it into the nursing homes who are not even sick with it, but spread it to those who are vulnerable. And then there's the community acquired type, Jim. And this can occur in people who participate in contact sports. The MRSA spreads easily through cuts and abrasions and skin-to-skin contact. And you just have to be really careful and keep the areas that you perform on clean and also keep the skin clean. Living in crowded or unsanitary conditions cause outbreaks of MRSA. They've occurred in military training camps, child care centers, and even in jails. And one that needs to be mentioned that is often overlooked, the cause is men having sex with men. Homosexual men have a higher risk of developing MRSA infections, Jim.
Thank you so much for letting me be part of your radio classroom, and keep up the good work.
Jim in Appleton, Wisconsin, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Well, has the G-spot been found? This was reported, I'm not making this up, in the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week. The G-spot in 1981, it was named the Grafenberg Zone after Ernst Grafenberg. It was christened the G-spot after many media reports. It's the area variously described as somewhere in front of the vagina. It's a source of sexual stimulation to about 50% of women. Women, call me up. I'd love to hear your opinion about all this. But whether there's an anatomical structure corresponding to this sensation, or whether stimulation simply affects other sensitive areas of a woman's anatomy. This has been a matter of great controversy for as long as I've been in medicine. And now a retired surgeon from St. Petersburg, Florida, not too far from me, says he has photographic proof the elusive G-spot does exist. This alleged G-spot is a tiny bunch of grape-like structures within a bluish sac buried deep within the front walls of the vagina. This is according to Dr. Adam Ostrensky, and this doctor says it's an erectile body. The structure causes elevation of the front of the vaginal wall at the beginning of sexual excitement. But Dr. Ostrensky's finding, here it is based on a single dissection performed on a recently deceased 83-year-old woman. He figures that the G-spot must lie deep within the muscles of the vaginal wall. So if it does exist, he thinks it can only be found in a fresh corpse that's not yet fixed with any tissue-altering formaldehyde. In a 7-hour dissection, he carefully cut away layer after layer of the vaginal wall. He cut through 5 layers of tissue and muscle to reveal a bluish sac sitting atop a structure called the perineal membrane. And after opening the sac, Dr. O found a bluish tissue resembling a tiny bunch of grapes with a white rope-like tail. It's less than a third of an inch long. I'd like to know, what do you think? He thinks it exists. There's still a controversy. Have we actually discovered the G-spot? Next, men, it's your turn. There's a new drug for erectile dysfunction that the FDA approved this week. I'm going to talk about it. We've got calls.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Welcome to the weekend.
The lines are filling up. If you want to get through, I'd recommend not waiting too much longer. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'd love to speak with you. 1-888-553-7536. It's 1-888-55 DRKN. Toll free from anywhere in the country. Answer any of your healthcare questions. And along the way, we're going to bring you up to date more on the healthcare news. We're going to talk soon about the new impotence drug that was approved this week by the FDA. But first, let's go nearby where I am in Georgia, Macon, Georgia, and welcome Casey to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Casey.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. I'm glad to be with you.
Dr. Ken, the reason I'm calling this morning because in 2008, I got rushed to the hospital with chest pains. And after my cardiologist checked me out, they told me that I needed bypass surgery. Of course, it scared me to death. And then after praying about it, I decided I didn't want to take bypass surgery. I wanted to do it. And so, of course, my doctor was pretty upset about it, but I really prayed and the Lord spoke to him, and I'd be okay. But I don't take it. So I didn't take it. I rejected bypass surgery. And so she put me on something called NiOSpan and the main things. And after around, my wife is also a cardiac nurse and some other treatment. After around, I guess, 9 months, my wife and my daughter-in-law, who also a nurse, cardiac nurse, convinced me to go ahead and do the surgery. So I went ahead and told the doctor I was going to do the surgery. So they put me in the hospital again to do the surgery. And then when they took me down, they did the heart cath and looked in. And the doctor decided I didn't need the surgery at that point. And so I called my wife and told her they weren't going to do the surgery. My wife was totally unbelieved. Made her say it 3 times that she wasn't going to do it. And I've been in the NiOSpan for around 2 years, and then I started affecting my liver a little bit. My liver enzymes started going up high, and I had a little gout already, and it made my gout get really bad.
You got all the side effects of niacin. That's why I tell everybody never self-medicate with niacin. You have to do it with your doctor. Go on.
But anyway, the doctor took me off of niacin and put me on some kind of omega-3 fish oil. And my blood pressure was a little high, but then I watched some kind of health program, so I started taking some kind of, I guess, I can't say it, probably flaxseed oil, omega-3 flaxseed oil.
Casey, where are we going with all this? What's your question?
My question is anything naturally I can take that's as good as the NiOSpan that causes my gout to get worse?
Okay, so
am I doing the right thing?
Well, what you're looking for is Drano for the circulation to the heart, and unfortunately, that doesn't exist. I'm a little confused about your story. You were told in 2008 that you needed bypass surgery. What was that? And then a few years later, you're told after a heart catheterization that you're not needing bypass surgery. Did you have I didn't catch it, Casey. Did you have a heart catheterization in 2008 also?
Yes, sir.
So did the same doctor do it? That doesn't compute.
Same doctor with some other doctors did it, and they decided I didn't really need it.
Did they say that you weren't a candidate for it? But that, because coronary disease, the hardening of the artery, the plaque that builds up in the circulation, it has its own momentum. It's like a snowball going down the mountain. It gets bigger and bigger. It has a forward force pushing it forward, and unless you really stop it, usually it takes strong statin doses, which you were not on, to stop the plaque. Maybe the niacin helped a little bit. That is not always the case. But I'm just perplexed how 3-4 years later, after another cath, they said you didn't need bypass surgery.
Two things I did. I did a lot of honey and apple cider vinegar, and I did a lot of Chinese diet tea. And for some reason, it helped me. I know I started feeling better. I wasn't tired anymore. I could breathe better. No more chest pains.
Well, maybe we need to write you up, Casey. You are a medical marvel. Are you having, the key right now is, are you having any symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart? Chest discomfort, shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, dizziness, lightheadedness, unexplained sweating. Are you having any symptoms like this right now, Casey? Or where you just can't do the activities that you used to be able to do because you get these symptoms?
No, matter of fact, I cut the back guy, a huge back guy. I cut it with a push lawnmower rather than a ride lawnmower, which I felt strong. I didn't get tired at all. No
all
chest
right, well,
pain, anything.
Well, so you're not having any symptoms right now?
No, not at all.
All right, well, what I would recommend, that's a wonderful story, Casey. What I would recommend is just follow your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your blood cholesterol. Get that bad cholesterol under 70, the good cholesterol over 45, the triglycerides under 150, and watch your weight. Talk to your doctor about an exercise program. Make sure you're eating healthy. Maybe some fish oil will help. And you might want to talk to your doctors if your blood pressure will allow. Maybe you should be on some other medications. We call them ACE inhibitors, which are very health-promoting for your circulation. Otherwise, keep doing what you're doing. Casey, you're doing something really right. Let's go. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Wisconsin and welcome Mike. Mike, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, Doctor. I really do need your help. I had a heart attack several years ago.
Yes, Mike.
I go through the VA system. I'm on tons of heart medication.
You're the guy who comes in with that big brown bag shaking full of stuff in it.
Yeah. My blood pressure is pretty well controlled because I keep very close, accurate control of it. But recently, in the last few months, what is happening, for no reason whatsoever, matter of fact, it happened just an hour ago, in the middle of the night, I'm asleep, I will wake up with all these symptoms of a heart attack. My chest, right up my neck. I take my blood pressure, and like just a few minutes ago, it was like 181 over 58. I take a nitro, which drops it right down to normal.
Does the nitro relieve the chest discomfort?
Yes.
Okay.
Immediately.
And
almost,
Mike,
I mean,
and the doctors don't think this is related to your coronaries?
They do. I've had 7 angioplasties.
Okay. Have you had a recent stress test?
No. Because I can't do one. I mean, I last moments on the treadmill.
Well, what about a non-walking stress test, a pharmacologic stress test?
It's been several years since I've had one of those.
But so what
they're telling me, doctor, is that they can't do a bypass for some reasons.
Okay, so they're convinced then that the diagnosis is right, that your symptoms are due to inadequate blood flow.
Yes.
Okay, so you're looking for other options, how to improve the blood flow, because either bypass surgery or a stenting with angioplasty is not an option, correct?
No, because all the stents are plugged. I got
okay.
eight of them.
All right. What I would recommend is a procedure called EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation. Have you ever heard of it?
No. I've heard of it on your show before.
Yes. It's called EECP and Enhanced External Counterpulsation. If you go to vasomedical.com, they have a list of providers throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look around Wisconsin, you can find who provides that. This is a Medicare-approved procedure. Most insurers under the right situation, and you have the right situation where you don't have any other options. You're having symptoms with routine activity or at rest. This is, we call this class 3 or class 4 angina, no interventional options. This is the jargon that all the medical insurers approve it for. This is done at the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic. When I first heard about it, I thought it was snake oil. It's not. It stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. No needles, no cutting, no added medications. I've been doing this in my office since about 2000. We see incredible wonderful results. It helps about 85% of people who have this done. The only thing is it does take some time. It requires 35 one-hour treatments. But again, you're free from the waist up when you do this. You can read, talk, listen to music, use a device with your hands. You can talk on your phone, whatever you want to do. And this will give you a natural bypass, stimulate new blood vessels in your heart. And, Mike, I would go and look for an experienced provider of EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation.
Yeah, because the VA, I can go no further with them. I mean, all they're doing is I am taking so many drugs. I mean, if I showed you the list, you'd fall over.
I would believe it. I take care
of... I'm like a pharmacist.
I take care of people like yourself all the time. Mike, find somebody who is experienced at EECP, and I know they'll help you. Enhanced External Counterpulsation. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the FDA approves a new impotence drug. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal Salvatore Scarlato, 1st Shore Party Battalion, United States Marine Corps.
On the side of the road, there was two women that were dead, and there was three little children. There were two little girls and a little boy. The little boy's hand was blown off. I took my pouch out, and I wrapped his hand, his thumb. Took his hand and put it in my pocket. Gave the little boy to the doctor. He took him in right away. They start working on him. I get in the Jeep, and I realize I had his hand in my pocket. So I ran back in there to give the hand, and the little boy died. It was very sad. And I realized why we're there. We were there to help these people. It made me a better Marine.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You can reach me toll-free from anywhere in America, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Well, the FDA was very busy this week. This past Friday, they approved Stendra. This is a new medication for erectile dysfunction. There's an estimated 30 million American men who are affected by erectile dysfunction. Stendra joins Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, all from a class of drugs that doctors call phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors. What they do is they help boost blood flow to the penis. What's unique about Stendra is it's very fast acting. It's designed to be taken 30 minutes before sexual activity and at the lowest effective dose. This is the only advantage. One of the issues with these various drugs, the Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and now Stendra, there's no way to tell which guy is going to be helped the most by which drug. And this is just, you have to try it to figure out if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction, which one's best for you. So if you've been through the three others and they haven't worked, you may ask your doctors about Stendra. Let's go to Virginia, Bristol, Virginia, and welcome David. David, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. The question's about, I'm not sure if an endocrinologist would be better, but I mean, what I'm looking for is there a test for PMDD, premenstrual dysmorphic disorder?
Well, let's talk about that, because my heart goes out to you, because this certainly, I'm sure, is changing your life. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, as well as your wife, it's a severe, sometimes disabling form of premenstrual syndrome, PMS, which most of us are familiar with. About 30% of menstruating women have PMS. And up to 8% of women with PMS have symptoms that meet the strict diagnostic criteria of this PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And what is unique about PMDD, David, is, and you probably can describe this better than I can, is that you have a woman who has PMS, which is horrible, and then on top of that, the emotional and behavioral symptoms just are a big deal. Anxiety, feelings of being keyed up or on edge, persistent irritability, marked anger. Am I on the right track?
It's like Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I have the sweetest woman in the world, and then a week before, I mean, it's like just all of a sudden we're talking like we're talking right now, and it's like kaboom.
Exactly. You're describing it exactly right. The last week of the cycle is the change. Then once the period begins, usually you're getting back to the better baseline. There are treatments for this, and your wife needs to get treatment. She may need a combination of both a good gynecologist, even an endocrinologist, and sometimes a psychiatrist. It sometimes takes a team to get the patient really back to loving life again, and the people around them, you know, loving the people that they're with, because this can create havoc for an entire family. Antidepressants are treated. Often there is underlying anxiety and depression, and it's not clear what's the chicken and what's the egg here, which is causing which. But antidepressants, birth control pills have been used. Nutritional supplements have also helped. Sometimes talking to a dietitian, getting enough calcium, the B vitamins, magnesium, L-tryptophan. There have been some herbal remedies in some clinical trials that suggest that chasteberry may reduce the irritability and mood swings and anger and headaches that's associated with PMDD. Diet, lifestyle changes, getting into an exercise program. David, what I would suggest is finding some local doctors in your area who are experienced with this. You may need to go to Charlottesville, to the University of Virginia. I would maybe look, if you don't have local talent, at going to one of the university medical centers.
Okay. Well, you know, don't get me wrong. I know that I can be a jerk, too, just as much as the next guy. But I know that probably has some things to do with it at times, too. But
David, you need some help. Both of you need some help. Next, pumping iron to prevent dementia on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Dr. Ken Kreinhaus, you know, high cholesterol is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results. My patients have reported excellent results in just 30 days. The thing that I like about this product, Cardiol, it's safe. It's FDA registered. It's also easy to take. Cardiol, just one capsule a day. The makers of Cardiol, they're so confident that it'll work for you. They're offering a free, yes, I said, free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You pay only $8.95 for shipping and handling. Just click on Dr. Ken's free trial. I'm going to give you two ways to do it, one on the Internet and one phone number. On the Internet, you just click on Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online at www.cardiol.net. That's C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net, and then just /Ken. The easiest way is probably to call toll-free, 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Give it to you one more time. 888-809-6424. So don't let high cholesterol risk your future. I want to tell you a little bit about what you can do with pumping iron. This is out of the Archives of Internal Medicine, that resistance this week, that resistance training could be an important part of reversing memory decline in elderly women with mild memory problems. The study involved women between ages of 70 and 80 who had mild cognitive impairment. This is a condition where people have problems with memory or other brain functions that are noticeable, but not severe enough to interfere with daily life. Predictably, however, this group of people, they're at increased risk of developing dementia, and more research is needed in larger studies to confirm these findings, but physical activity, exercise, and good fitness generally is helpful, so maybe grandma should be lifting weights. we should teach her how to do it, and seems like it might help preserve her memory. And there was another interesting study out this week in the medical journal about lifting weights that affects all of us. This is from the Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism Journal this month. It's about how high reps with low weights builds muscle. This makes me happy. More repetitions with lighter weights can build muscle, as well as heavier weights, assuming they're done to the point of exercise-induced fatigue. And fatigue is the most important point. That means even with light weight, the last 2 to 3 reps should be hard. And to keep your muscles guessing, why don't you mix high reps and low reps, either in the same or different workouts? This is a great way to stimulate muscle growth and prevent boredom, and also to help prevent injuries. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I love bringing you up to date on all the late-breaking medical news. There's another story this week about how eating berries might help preserve your memory. So you want to lift weights and you want to eat berries out of the medical journals. This comes from the Annals of Neurology. I'm not making this up. That regular consumption of berries, such as blueberries or strawberries, may actually help keep your brain functioning well as you age. Women with the highest intake of berries in this study appear to delay cognitive aging by up to 2.5 years. Cognition, this refers to brain activities such as thinking, remembering, and reasoning. So it seems like getting those berries, lifting some weights, very good for the mind. More information about your lifestyle in this week's medical journal, Stroke, that high salt intake is linked to a higher stroke risk. I would just urge you to stay away from that salt shaker. Older adults with salty diets, they have an increased risk of suffering a stroke. Those adults who got well above the recommended sodium intake, they were nearly 3 times as likely to suffer a stroke over 10 years as people who met guidelines recommended by the American Heart Association. And also, cancer survivors are urged to eat better and exercise. The American Cancer Society reviewed the scientific literature, and there's now scientific evidence you can do something if you have cancer to prevent recurrence by eating well and getting exercise. So talk to your doctors about this. This is so important. And make sure your teens are not guzzling hand sanitizer. They're actually drinking this to try to get high from the alcohol. Get the foam. Watch this, the liquid in the house, that the teens are not drinking it. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Thanks for being with me. DrKenShow.com. We have another great hour coming right up.